This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I think that's right. Is that right?
Yeah.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can get the podcast after the program today. Lots going on. If you want to text the program this morning, also the Burke Simpson text line, 303-222-5423, whatever you got to say, good or bad, we don't really care. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Very good for a Tuesday. Wasn't yesterday beautiful?
Oh, my gosh, that sunset? Unreal.
Oh, just a little bit of wind, but it was just beautiful. I think the rest of the week's going to be this way, too. But then snow for the weekend. Do you see this?
Yeah, why?
Snow. Well, because it's March.
I know, but come on. Like, the entire week is gorgeous, and then on the weekend?
It's March in Colorado. Spadil, you okay?
No. I can't walk.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
He's limping. He's in a wheelchair this morning.
Yeah.
Why did I not notice that?
What are those motorized wheelchairs? I saw him zoom past the window here a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I hurt my hip flexor playing paintball, and like yesterday it hurt kind of walking, but today it's just stiff.
Oh, the hip flexor.
So that's like anytime you're bringing your knee towards your chest, like I can't, I couldn't pick up my foot off the ground to put my socks on this morning.
It's time to retire.
Yeah.
No, dude, it's
pretty bad.
Yeah, you're walking around here like John Elway or something, man. Yeah. You got a big limp.
Like literally to put up my sock on, I had to grab my ankle, pull it up over my other leg, and then put it there, and then put the sock on, and then pull it back over my foot, and
you know what you should have done? You should have had your uncle put your socks on for you. This
morning. I should have woke him up.
Yeah, you wake up. What's his name? Billy.
Sean.
Oh, Sean. Yeah. Wake up, Uncle Billy, and tell him, say, "Hey, Billy, I can't get my socks on. Can you assist me here,
dude? I really needed help this morning. And I drive a stick, and it's hard. Like I can barely shift.
Oh, poor.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
I'm not
you
kidding, dude.
Called me. I'd come and get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you pick me up tomorrow?
Hip flexor.
Yeah.
Worst thing you can have, folks.
Can you pick me up tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll check.
Okay. Let me call me in the morning.
Yeah. Let's just play it by ear today.
All right. Okay.
You might miraculously clear up here, you know. You might be okay.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Just stay in that wheelchair, dude. Man.
It really hurts.
Yeah. Oh, hip flexor. It's terrible. Terrible.
You need to start thinking about your future, okay?
Anybody seen Jamie?
No.
Got nothing. What the heck? It's Tuesday. No. Come on. You got to go. Got to go. Got to get to work, right?
Yeah, it's not even can day yet.
All right, we have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away, 7:45 this morning. I heard the promo a few minutes ago. It's actually got rusty in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, thankfully.
Finally. I don't know how many people know this or not, but there's four Jonas Brothers, okay? But the popularity, the recognition only goes to three of them. And the fourth one gets left out, okay?
All the time.
You got that Nick, Joe, Charlie, or whatever his name is. What are the three?
Kevin.
Kevin. But then there's Rusty. Rusty is the kid that, can't really sing.
He's the Cooper Manning of the Jonases.
Yeah, yeah. Cooper Manning.
Yeah.
That's what Jamie kind of compared it to yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
He's kind of the Cooper Manning of the family.
Yeah.
So Rusty is actually on the tour, but I think he just like tunes guitars and stuff.
He's in the background. He does a lot of the background.
Yeah. It's a triangle.
But the guy deserves to be on the promo that we play.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we made a demand yesterday that they put him on the promo, and they did. So that's pretty cool to hear that this morning.
I'm sure he's like, when they roll into town, he's like, oh, he's going to feel the love from Denver.
I hope. Can we send it to him?
Yeah, I'll email it over to him.
Yeah, why don't you, well, not email, just send it on like, one of the popular, social medias.
Oh, I'll put it on Twitter and I'll tag him.
Yeah, Twitter. Yeah, okay. Just at Rusty. Yeah, there you go.
He'll appreciate it so much.
7:45, Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. They're coming here in October. We do have your tickets. We'll get to that just a little bit later on, just getting started. It is a Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday. Hi, Jamie.
Oh, wow. I just was reading. So the portrait of Trump. Hi. Is going to be taken down?
It's already taken down.
Oh, it did?
Took it down yesterday. Yeah. It's a crappy painting.
It's just funny.
Anyway, yeah.
Hi. How are you?
Let me explain that story real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So the president, Trump, had a portrait that was put up down at the Capitol here in Colorado. And it's right next to Barack Obama. And the same person painted both. Well, Barack Obama looks spiffy. It looks really good. Okay. Trump, not so much. It's a little mangled. And so Trump asked that they take it down. Get it out of here. And they took it down yesterday.
Cool.
So there you go. There you go. That's
the
story.
Very long-ass story.
It's not that long.
It
took 15 seconds. That's all it took. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I went to bed at midnight, though, so I'm still a little sleepy. Because my kids in town. We were hanging out. We were doing stuff. Sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a long week.
A little bit tired.
Yes.
Yeah, it is going to be a long week, right?
Yes,
because, your kids are only at home for, this period of time, and then he's back to school. When do they get out for the summer? Does he get out for the summer?
Yeah, mid-June.
Is he going to come back here and work?
Or
stay out there? California, that is.
Right. I don't know. He doesn't know yet.
So decision's been made.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he works remotely, so he can work anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Anyway. Now, have you been car shopping yet?
We haven't done that yet. We haven't got to that.
I saw one yesterday. I thought of you.
What would you see?
You've been looking around, and you've named off probably 3,000 cars.
I just can't find my jam.
Yeah. I saw one yesterday that I think would be perfect for you because I know at one time they're a crappy car, but you loved that Land Rover.
I had a Range Rover.
Range Rover, okay?
Yeah.
The Range Rover. You loved that vehicle, but it was just a turd.
It is a turd. Are you talking about the one with the Widow Wada? The Defender?
The Defender's nice.
No.
Except for it keeps having problems too.
No.
I bet.
The lights goes up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the Land Cruiser.
Oh, the Toyota.
Yeah.
That
thing's a beauty.
It's big.
And the new ones are nice.
And it looks just like the Range Rover.
Yeah.
They've changed the model.
I don't really think that's my jam anymore. Nope.
Just trying to help.
I'm looking at that M3 BMW.
Oh, the M package?
Yeah.
I'd go with BMW. I told you that a couple of days ago.
Yeah. I'm actually not going to buy anything because I can't find anything I like.
Yeah.
I just keep looking. I'm like, I don't like you. I don't like you.
Why don't you get you a pickup?
No, I don't need a pickup. I got a Jeep.
You're a pickup kind of girl, though, I think.
Yeah.
I think a pickup
when
would fit you perfectly.
When I need a pickup, I rent one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so.
I know, but I mean, just put one in your driveway. I mean, just own it.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know.
All right. Well, good luck with your car.
Thank you.
I just thought I'd bring that up because I saw that Land Cruiser yesterday, and that baby is a sweetie.
Those are cool. I like those.
Good.
A lot,
looking good. All right. We have Jonas Brothers tickets at 7:45 this morning. Did you hear the promo?
I did. It was cute.
Rusty's in it.
I heard.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that.
That's really nice of you.
Getting him some props.
I know.
You know what I mean?
That's nice.
Yeah. Wanted to make sure.
I know. I love that you care about Rusty.
I do.
I know. The fact he was left out. But remember, I told you, he does the stage announcements and plays the triangle.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Remember?
I couldn't remember exactly what he did.
Like this. I'm a sucker for your love.
Ding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember now.
Remember?
Yeah.
They added that.
I'd forgotten, but I do remember now. Yeah. Now that you brought
it's
it up.
It's a pivotal role it in the song.
I've it got, is. Yeah. I've got something I got to play
like
for you.
It's like a cowbell.
I got something I got to play for you, okay?
Okay.
And maybe we'll play it a couple of times today. Spadil, you heard it. You hear the Elon Musk song?
Yeah, it's funny.
What is this?
It's just this lady doing a parody song about Elon Musk.
She's thanking him.
Yeah.
She's thanking him
she's
for everything
comedian,
he's
though.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's thanking him for everything he's done, okay? From electric cars to going to space, different things. It's the dumbest thing you'll ever hear. So this started circulating yesterday, and it's her thank you because she's so thankful for Elon Musk.
He gave us cars that drive so fast, made rockets built to blast. Oh, thank you, Elon Musk. He took over Twitter's reign. He saved free speech for all.
All right, that's just a tease. Play it all. Play it in its entirety later.
I think you and I are changing. What you think is funny and what I think is funny is...
I thought it was hysterical. Okay, what do you got that's fun?
Well, not that.
Well,
nothing but that. I would even rather hear like a song. like from...
Well, I can play Benson Boone.
Yeah, I think I'd even rather hear that than...
Oh, hang on, Jamie. Mars,
let's occupy Mars.
Oh, occupy Mars.
Making
more kids.
Alive.
Oh man, what a song!
The three of us just staring at you.
I don't care.
How about we play Shallow?
I don't care.
Shallow.
I don't care.
I feel like everybody in their car is like, "What is going on with BJ these days?"
I think it's funny. Well, I'll just turn it over to you guys. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Just leave me out of it
you're
today.
You're just like even.
I'm
laughing
just having
through
fun
it. Like,
today.
Well,
I like it.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. I think we're different lately.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Like, well, I'll go with that. I'm like, fine with that. I'm fine.
I mean, I was waiting for the funny part.
Make it more kids living on Mars? That's not hysterical. Get the hell out of here. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show again. We have Jonas Brothers tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. I apologize for the sick humor. Thank you.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, I'm just seeing all this stuff about Google and Gmail. They're upgrading Google and Gmail, and I guess there's 3 billion users of it. And it now can go and look at your cloud and figure out all your searches just to give you a better experience.
I have been saying this for a long time. I have Gmail, and I think it's the worst security out there.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrendous.
Well, with AI, it's even going to get worse because it says it basically, Gmail and Google's confirmation on Thursday that Gmail is rolling out a smarter search feature powered by AI to show you the most relevant results faster. And basically, it sees your whole history research.
When I see that I'm getting mail from for a person named Barbara Jean,
yeah.
BJ,
yeah.
Get it? And then Billy Joe, things like that. It's like, how can I get this mail? That makes no sense. I mean, we don't even have the same email address. How could it be in my box?
Yeah, it's crazy.
To me, it just shows a lack of security.
You're going to be happy about this, though. I have some good news for you.
What's that?
And that is that Trisha Yearwood received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I saw it.
I know how much you love her.
Yeah.
Yep. She was with her husband, Garth, by her side. Okay, does anybody think that Garth Brooks cries too much?
I don't know, because it said he was, like, bawling.
Yeah. He does this all the time.
He's emotional.
Oh,
he's sensitive.
My God. Like, I think as a woman, as Trisha Yearwood, you go...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think she kind of likes that, though.
Ugh.
She's into Sappy, I think.
I know, but it's a Hollywood Walk of Fame. Like, yeah, it's just a Hollywood star.
You've been around. You've been a celebrity for 8,000 years. We also know that you had to pay $2,000 for that.
There is that.
Yeah, you had to nominate yourself. Like, I don't know.
That was one of the biggest disappointments of my life, is going out to Hollywood and going down that street with the Walk of Fame on it.
Yeah, and seeing everybody pee on them.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
The stars are all dirty and the homeless, it's nasty.
She was given the 2,805th star in front of the Capitol Records building on Vine, and that's in Hollywood. Let's see here. In addition to her husband, Yearwood was honored by fellow country singers and friends Reba McEntire and Carly Pierce. So she got her star. Good for her, right?
Yep.
Yay. Good for her. A crazy story, and I feel bad sometimes for these bands and stuff. Jelly Roll just did a whole thing about how there's so many corrupt people in music. And what Jelly Roll said is basically what they'll do is they'll say, hey, yeah, what do you want in life? And then you're like, oh, I want a Corvette. And they're like, here's a Corvette. Now sign this paper. And then they take all the royalties and all the rights to your music.
Yeah.
Well, that is what we're finding out about, of all people, Limp Bizkit. They're saying that they're owed over $200 million in royalties. This is Limp Bizkit. We all know them. Fred Durst. And other profits. Also citing $3 billion in streams that they earned in the past 2 years. Limp Bizkit also claims that the record deal signed in the 90s originally involved a 50-50 split. Although the band said that they never received their 50% of the split. In addition, Fred Durst says he was promised 10% in profits over Stained, the group he discovered and helped sign to UMG. But payments all of a sudden stopped in 2012. Not that Stained had, like, you know, a bunch of hits after that, but still, you know, they probably used the song here or there, and he should get some, you know, kickback. So the judge ruled in a decision filed on March 17th that the Limp Bizkit frontman would have to refile most of his claims in either New York or California. And they did, in fact, deny UMG's attempt to dismiss it. So we'll see what happens with this.
Yeah, I think years ago, and maybe even today, I don't know. But years ago, man, these bands, they never read their contract.
No, they didn't.
They just signed it away, man. Yeah. They were just excited to get a record deal.
Yeah.
If they could get a record deal and $100,000, they were happy. They didn't realize down the road they could possibly make $5, $10 million.
Yeah, and this is...
Then it comes back to bite you, you know?
This is a $200 million lawsuit.
Wow.
Did you watch The Bachelor last night?
I sure didn't.
You didn't? You're just done with that used to be your identity.
Well, I got behind. Like, I watched the first episode of the season, and then I just got behind, and I was like, you know what? They're 2 hours long. I can't catch up now.
Yeah, now that you have a kid, everything's changed.
Yeah. She doesn't like The Bachelor, no. Bachelorette. I'm watching Zootopia 5 times a night.
Yeah, The Bachelor's not where it's at anymore, is it? I tried to get my kid to watch Below Deck last night, right? Because it's a new episode. And he's like... I was like, come on, this is cool. They're on a ship. They're in the shells or whatever it's called, the seashells. It's in Africa, somewhere in Africa. I'm like, look at the water. He's like...
But I will tell you what I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
I saw this floating around. So... You know how they do Bachelor in Paradise, and it's just a hot mess. Just everyone's drunk all the time, and they're just getting in fights, starting drama. Well, they're doing The Bachelor in Paradise, but with the Golden Bachelors.
No! No, they are.
The Goldens are going to Mexico, baby. No,
that's going to be like one of those retirement homes in Florida.
It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be like that because the regular Bachelor in Paradise, like you said, I mean, that was... They got sued even.
Yeah, they had to shut down production because there was like a sexual harassment thing going on. I don't know.
They're at a resort called Shady Acres.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
I cannot wait. It's going to be epic.
Go ahead and take your teeth out. Let's get crazy.
They'll have to get in the water with floaties on.
Oh, my God.
So they don't drown.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that'll be great.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Hey, what's the show that was filmed in Denver and was supposed to start?
Love is Blind. That's the next season is the one that was filmed in Denver, and they're saying it's going to come out in the fall.
Gotcha. Okay, because it was Lori, our friend Lori. She was like, yeah, I think that one show is coming out soon.
Yep.
I was like, I don't remember. All right, so anyway, The Bachelor was on last night. I won't tell you because I know a lot of you DVR'd it, so I won't tell you who he picked or what happened.
Was it a finale?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure was.
It was a finale, it was a proposal.
Yeah, and The Bachelor, I will tell you this part of it. He said, it's the happiest day of my life. I wonder what happened.
They all say that. And then they broke it up like they're getting engaged us off 2 months down the road.
Right, and it never works. Who do we think should play Britney Spears in her upcoming biopic?
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, they're both blonde.
Yeah.
You know, hot. Yeah.
Yep. Because they're saying that everybody, just like we're doing right now, are trying to think of names of people. Ariana Grande came out, but she's too skinny.
Yeah.
She'd have to pack on some
curves. I'm thinking like Sabrina Carpenter.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that one's mentioned. Millie Bobby Brown, that one was also mentioned. Yeah, I don't know who's going to be. I think Dolly Parton. That's my pick. Yeah. And then finally for you, Cardi B was really, really, really mad because her daughter colored on her Hermes bag, her Kelly bag. It's a $60,000 bag, and her daughter scribbled on it.
Yes. I got audio of that.
Okay, can we hear it?
I literally spent $60,000 on this purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my f***ing purse. Look.
She stuck?
She just said it like three times, yeah.
I thought she bought her daughter like an Hermes purse.
I think that she did, but this one, she took a Sharpie and she just put a giant heart on it. It's a $60,000 purse.
That's awesome. Sweet. Yeah. Daughter loves her. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.